Would this count as a warning? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The new information is thin because there's a gag order on the case, but there are indications suspect A didn't keep entirely to himself in the days before he opened fire in that Colorado movie theater. KMGH-TV in Denver is reporting that university psychiatrist Lynn Fenton, who'd been counseling him, was worried enough that she called members of a campus threat assessment team, but the matter was dropped after he left school. The weirder nugget is this. KNX Radio in Los Angeles interviewed Dave Aragon, a filmmaker who also hosts MTV's Pimp My Ride, and who says he got what seems to be, in hindsight, an ominous call.
He said, "Hey, I just got your number, and I just wanted to call and tell you I'm a huge fan of Pimp My Ride, and I wanted to just, you know, introduce myself. Do you have a moment to talk?" And I was like, "Yeah." I go, "What, you know, what's your name, man?" And he said, "My name is James Holmes." And I said, "Oh, like John Holmes, the porn star, you know?" And he didn't get it.
And this James Holmes had some questions about a particularly violent trailer for Aragon's latest movie in which a killer dresses like Batman and starts gunning down people.
He wanted to know if it was selective killing, like, you know, does he make a list of people that he's going to kill, or is there just a mass body count throughout the whole movie?
And he was critical of the weapon choice.
He asked me, as the writer, why I chose the caliber of gun. And he was just like, "Man, that's the one thing that I'm disappointed. Like, it should have been a bigger gun, you know?"
Aragon says he finally ended the conversation after an hour. Neither he nor the psychiatrist, as far as we know, saw a reason to alert police. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.